As night seizes Tegucigalpa, the streets of one of the capital city's toughest neighborhoods, Comayuela, are virtually deserted. Most people here know that it's not safe for anyone to be caught out alone at night. This is where the killer gangs are notorious. But then a bus pulls up and out pour about a dozen young American missionaries. They enter what looks like an abandoned building. It's a homeless shelter run by a faith-based charity called Breaking Chains Honduras. The volunteers are spending their summer vacation feeding the homeless in the murder capital of the world. Honduras was branded the murder capital by a 2012 United Nations report, finding 90 homicides per 100,000 people. On Tuesday, the U.S. State Department issued a travel warning for Americans thinking of visiting Honduras, citing, quote, critically high levels of crime and violence in the country. But the grim statistics about Honduras don't faze the Breaking Chains liaison, Courtney Matthews.
There's a lot of kids there that we know that come to church with us, or that we just try and build relationships with.
She's giving the new volunteers the rundown on what to expect later tonight when they meet the homeless. She says many will be drunk or high on glue, and watch your valuables.
That being said, if you take a picture of somebody and then you put it in their hand to look at, that might be the last time that you see your cell phone.
Courtney is taking her group to a street corner where every night the trash gets dumped. The homeless come out to sort the garbage, salvaging recyclables that can be sold, and they've learned that this is also where they might get a free hot bowl of rice and beans.
And so this is kind of a good spot for us to come because there's a good amount of people already here, and then kids like this that will go through the trash and look for stuff, or they will beg, some of them will steal, things like that. But just to kind of try and get by day to day, so we come to just kind of pass out some food and really just kind of love on them for a little bit.
Courtney has been doing this work for almost 4 years, and in that time, she's gotten to know many of the homeless here, especially the children, and she's seen how the bloodthirsty gangs are part of life here.
So we've had a few losses, mainly among the teens, and a lot of it is the ones that we've experienced are people that live on the street or were involved in gang activity or something like that previously.
Despite the rain, some of the volunteers have formed a circle in the street, and they're kicking a hacky sack back and forth. Soon, some of the homeless kids join in the game, but not one homeless youth called Joey. He and his friends are passing around a Coca-Cola bottle, holding about half an inch of brown glue. They have been huffing, and they're too high to join in the circle. But Joey sees my recorder, and he wants to tell me his story. In his slurred Spanish, Joey says he's on the street because his mother drinks too much and his father beats him. His family told him to leave the house and never come back. Joey says he knows that many from Honduras are leaving for the United States, and he has an uncle there too. He says he would go if something touches his heart. Something has touched the heart of over 10,000 Honduran youth, more than any other Central American nation. Unaccompanied children and single mothers with children are showing up in staggering numbers at the Texas-Mexico border. And the big question is why? And the question isn't just being asked in the United States. Hondurans also want that answer. The same images in the U.S. media of children being warehoused in Border Patrol detention facilities are front-page news here in Honduras. And here, TV roundtable talking heads are also debating what's causing the exodus. The consensus is the Honduras out-of-control gang violence, the grinding poverty, and the lack of economic opportunity. And why now? Many in Honduras say the nation has hit a tipping point. The gangs have gotten more aggressive with their demands for extortion and the recruiting of teenage boys. They're being targeted to either join the gangs or be killed. That's also the view of Yanina Carranza, a 17-year-old girl sitting in a Tegucigalpa park with two of her school friends. And she adds that the trip to the United States is very dangerous. Some of the children never make it to the border. They suffer, die, or are disappeared into the world of sex trafficking. And when asked if they would go to the United States someday, the girl said that would depend. They don't want to go, but if they can't find a job here in Honduras, who knows? The United States is looking to create more economic opportunity in Honduras, and recently the White House announced plans to increase spending in the U.S. aid program for Central America. However, much of that aid is focused on rural development and helping farmers in Central America find new markets. But the Honduran crisis of gang violence and the flight of the children to the United States is coming mainly from the urban centers, and that would require a new strategy. In Tegucigalpa, Honduras, David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.